Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Aleph. We were here at the, well, not all the way at the bottom, but at the two dots on Pei Amud Beis. And today we're talking about, we're jumping off the Mishnah that had said that Tumas HaTahom, if you had, for whatever reason, someone found out that they were contaminated by Toma, literally means Toma of the deep, but means Toma that is unknown by anyone, and today we'll talk a lot about that and just define it. And if that's true, if someone was Tame through Toma Satahom, so then their Korban is okay because it sits, is Meratza, that sits atones for that Korban, and the Korban is good. And just before we jump into the Gemara, again, today's Shir is Peschoser for Shalema, for Shira Bastavar Aleya, and for Nami Meira Bastashamar of Karezel, as well as for Mordechai Ben Malka. Okay, so we're at the two dots here on Pei Amud Beis. And again, Nitzma Batumas Tahom, again, the Mishnah said that Tzitz Meratza, that everything is good, and the Tzitz atones. The Gemara says, Bayram Barchama. Rami Barchama asks the following question. Kohen Hamaratza Bakorbanos Sehem. Let's say the Kohen, who is dealing with their Korbanos. What Korbanos are we talking about? Rashi says, Nazir and Pesach, right, that we had mentioned in the Mishnah. So, Hutra lo Tumas Tahom, o lo. Do we say, when we say the Tumas Tahom, this unknown Tuma that we found out about, after the korban was offered, so does that work by the kohen, or does that only work, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the kohen had spoken about if we're talking about the blood or the meat or the bialim or the owner? But what about the kohen who's doing the avoda? Is that tzitz also going to allow the korban if the kohen found out that he was tami with tumas at the home? So miyam rinan ki gamiri tumas at the home, but bialim, but kohen lo gamiri. Do we say that tumas at the home only works, only the korban is only good by the bialim, by the owners of the korban, but by not by the kohen? Well, Dilma, or maybe not, or maybe bizvacha gamiri. Right, we're talking about the korban. Maybe we're just talking about the korban in general. And loshna b'kohen, loshna b'bialim. It doesn't matter what the tumas at the home affected. So Amarava says Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Titani Rabbi Chiya taught the following. Lo Amru Tumas at the home, El Lemes Bovad. Tumas at the home, and there's a couple of steps here, so it's important. Maybe I'll try and take it a little slower than usual. Tumas at the home is only for Tumas Mace. It's not for Tumas Sheret, it's not for Tumas Ziva. Well, we'll see exactly what it's excluding. But Tumas at the home is only for this special heter, this special dispensation that the Korban is good, that the Tzitz is Meratza, that's only for Tumas Mace. Right? Mace Lamute Mai, what is that excluding? Right? What does it not apply to? So the law of the mute, Tumas at the home, the sheretz, isn't that coming to say that we're not talking about Tumas at the home, the sheretz? Meaning that Tumas at the home does not apply by a sheretz, that any type of Tumah of a sheretz, of a creepy crawly thing, even if it was unknown, and then you found out after the korban. So even that, we're not going to say Tumas at the home allows the korban, and the korban is going to be no good. So, okay, if you're talking about a sheretz, but my askinan, what case is it? What are we talking about? If you're talking to me about the owners, right, uveman, and what case are we talking about the owners becoming tamei sheretz? So even nazir, if it's a nazir, so it doesn't matter. Mimahani like bay, the tumas of a sheretz doesn't matter by nazir, like kiyamus mesolav amarachmana. A nazir only gets affected by tumas mes. So you're telling me that we're talking about the owner and we're talking about tumas sheretz, it must be alabos of pesach. It must be talking about the korban pesach. Well, that doesn't make sense either, because anichal amant amar ain shochtin vizorkan al tamei sheretz. This all works if you hold that Tumas Sheretz will affect a person's ability to bring in Korban Pesach. Remember, at Tumas Sheretz, you go to the mikvah, and Harav Shemesh, right, when the sun goes down, so then a person is Tahor. So theoretically, by the time it comes to eat the Korban Pesach, he'll be Tahor. So one opinion, if you remember what we said earlier, says that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for someone who's Tumas Sheretz, for someone who's going to go to the mikvah and then become Tahor at night. Ella, but according to the guy who says you can, Ella, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach, right? If according to the person who says that you are going to shech for someone who will be tahor the following night, so hasha tuma yedua hutrolo tuma hatahom culture game. Well, if you're going to allow him to shech the korban pesach and eat the korban pesach for a tuma that he knew about, if a tuma that he found out about after the fact, obviously we're going to allow him to eat the korban pesach. It's going to be fine. So alav, rather no. We must be talking about a kohen who was tamei sheretz by the korban pesach. Ushma mina. Apparently, what do you see? Hutrolo tumas hatahom. Apparently, you see that tumas hatahom by sheretz does work by a kohen, because again, that's what we said. The lemaute, the mute ma'ida, it does work for a kohen, for a sheretz. So my law, Amar Yosef, lo, no, really, lo and b'bailim. Really, we're talking about the tuma of the bialim uva pesach. And we're talking about the korban pesach. So what about tuma sheretz? Right, we said before you get into trouble because it's a machlokas. Whether you can shech the korban pesach for tuma sheretz. So the Gemara says no, we're not excluding the tuma of a sheretz from the halacha of tumas at the home. Rather, we're talking about lumute tumas at the home deziva. We're talking about where a person didn't know; it was impossible to know. Nobody knew; it was totally unknown tuma about a zoth. Now, how does that work? Meaning, tuma, when we say a tuma that is completely unknown, and we're going to explain today on today's daf that nobody in the world knew about this tuma. We're going to explain at the end of today's daf exactly how that works. But that makes sense when you're talking about an outside tuma that's affecting a person, right? A person touched a dead body, or he touched a sheretz, or he was in an ohel, he was in a room with a dead body, and he didn't realize it. Nobody knew he was there. Fine. But a tuma ziva, what is a zav? A zav is someone who had an emission, just to get some background, because it's going to be important. Someone had some sort of weird emission. If he sees one emission, so then he goes to the mikvah and he's tahar, right, after the sun goes down. If a male, the rules are different for females, but if a male saw two emissions, so then he has to wait 7 days, right, then he's tamei for 7 days. Where is the tuma coming from? It's coming from his own body, right? What do you mean nobody knew about this tuma? Right, either the guy is completely out of it, right? He's a shaita, he's not even, you know, he's not mentally capable, and then we don't care about him anyway, because he's not chayav mitzvos, or he knows that there's something coming out of his body. Obviously, he knows he's tamei. So what's the case over here? The case is as follows, right? Let's say the guy had two emissions. He waited 7 days, and the halacha is that if he sees an emission on the seventh day, so then the thing gets messed up. Then his count gets messed up, he has to start again. So the question is like this, right? In the morning of the seventh day, that's tumas at the home. Because he thinks, right, he goes to the mikvah, let's say, or he's waiting for sundown, he doesn't know whether he's going to have tumah or not. He's not going to know whether right now, at this moment, he's going to be tumah retroactively. Because if he sees, let's say, he goes to the mikvah at 2 o'clock, right, and he's waiting for the sun to go down, and all of a sudden he sees at 3 o'clock, so, another emission. So it turns out that retroactively, he was tumah the entire time, right? For that hour, just to simplify matters, for that hour between 2 and 3 o'clock, it turns out he was retroactively tumah. Well, that's tumas at the home. That's an unknown tumah. It's impossible for him to know, right, whether he's going to be tumah or not. No one could have known, right? Because it's up in the air. It's only going to be settled later. So at that point, that's we're talking about tumas at the home. Now, deziva. But tumas at the home, deziva lo maratza. The Gemara says, 1 second. But if someone, really, the tzitz is not maratza, if someone is had tumas at the home, meaning, is it really not true that if a person was a zav, on the last day, didn't know, didn't realize, etc., the tzitz is not maratza for that kind of situation? Vaitani will end in a brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Sheshavtu Vizarku Aleha. If you have, now this is a female Zava, and you'll see the rules are slightly different. If you have a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, what's it called? That they shefted the Korban Pesach for her. Now, a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is a woman who saw one or two discharges, let's say, emissions. And if she sees three, then she says what's called a Zava Gedola. Zava Gedola, regular Zava, she goes to she's what's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means she's watching each and every day. And again, if she only sees two, so then she goes to the mikvah and she's tahor at night. If she sees three, then she says Zava Gedola, she needs to wait 7 days. So again, the case is where she has not yet seen three of them. She's seen one or two emissions. So in that case, right, again, shachtu v'zarku aleha, if they shecht the korban pesach for her, so b'sheni shala, right, meaning it was the second day, the second day she needed, she's going to be clean, right, she wants to be clean, right, she's hoping, right, as Rashi explains, adayin safeku shemetira yom zeh, right, v'tzarif im etmo, right, maybe she's not sure, maybe she'll see today, and that will combine with the she's yesterday. Right, again, the halachas of Zav is if you see 3 days in a row or 2 days in a row, it doesn't have to be, 1 minute after another minute. So the second day, right, is still up in the air, right? Shematira Yom Zez, Rashi says, Vitzarev im etmol, it will combine with the previous day. Vitzarev gam machar, and then if she sees tomorrow, then Havilei Shlosha, then you have 3 days, and if Havilei Ziv Gamura, then she's a full Zav, right? Vimlo Tira Tatar Be'erev. But if she doesn't see and another admission, then she's Tahar that night. Right? So again, it's a day when she's waiting to see what her status will be. It's up in the air. It's a Tumas at the home of a Zava. Right? V'achar kach rasa. And then again, they shech the Korban Pesach for her. But then, right, again, at 2 o'clock, they say they shech to the Korban Pesach. And then 3 o'clock, she sees another discharge, another emission. So, ina ochelas uptura melasos Pesach sheni. She's tame, right? She's ina ochelas because, as Rashi says, sheri tzicha leos od machor shomer zion kinegin yom. Again, if she had one, let's say, on Erev Pesach, and then she has another one on Erev Pesach, so, again, she's waiting to see if she'll have a third one the next day. So she's technically still tame, right? But putura milasos Pesach sheni. That's the key line. Right? She's potter from Pesach sheni. Why would she be potter from making Pesach sheni if she can't eat Pesach rishon? My time with the law mishum derat the tzitz. Isn't that because the tzitz atones, right? Because she, even though she already shechted it, well, not she, but even though her korban was already shechted, the blood was already sprinkled. Apparently, what you see, the tzitz is meratza. And it works, and the carbon is good. So Gemara says, Amri, lo mishum de, Amri, they said, lo, it's not why her tumah is no good, it's not because the tzitz is meratza, so therefore the korban is good, rather, mishum de kasav Rabbi Yossi mikana lo aboi mitama. Rabbi Yossi, it's because Rabbi Yossi has an interesting shita that's against what we've been saying up until now, that Rabbi Yossi holds that if she sees another emission, so then, she is going to be tame from then on. She's not tame retroactively. Rabbi Yossi holds, apparently, miktsas hayom kukul. That if a woman went to the mikvah already, and let's say she went to the mikvah again, our case at 2 o'clock. So part of that day already, she has not seen any emissions. So according to Rabbi Yossi, miktsas hayom kukul, that halacha says that we can view part of the day as if it's a full day, and therefore she sees another emission, she's tame from that emission and on. It's not going to retroactively make her tame. So therefore, the woman was tahor when they shechted the Korban Pesach, when she was tahor. Therefore, it's fine. Yes, she's tame, she can't eat it, but she doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni, because according to Rabbi Yossi, at that moment when they shechted it, again, let's say she went to the mikvah at 2 o'clock, they shechted the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock, and then she saw blood at 4 o'clock. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that 4 o'clock blood, or emission, or whatever, or more accurately, that 4 o'clock emission does not combine with yesterday's emission, because you have mixed seon kakulo, it's like there's a day in between those emissions. Vatanya, fine. Now the Gemara says, one second. Vatanya, didn't we learn in Ebraisa? There are Biosi Omer, Baal, Zav, Baal, Shtei, Re'ils, Reshachtu, Vzarkolov, Beshvi, Shalom. Let's say you have a Zav. Again, the Zav, if you remember the males, if they see two emissions, so they have to wait 7 clean days. The women have to wait, have to see 3 emissions to be tame for 7 days. The men are tame after 2 emissions for 7 days. That's the Lach of Zav. So let's say it's his 7th day. And they shechted, again, and theoretically he could go to the mikvah and be tahor to eat the Korban Pesach at night. Right? His 7th day is Erev Pesach, and theoretically he could be good to go. And they shechted and sprinkled the Korban Pesach for him. V'achar kach ra, then he saw another emission, which messes up his entire count. He has to start counting the 7 days again. V'chein, and so too, Shomer Yom Kedeg and Yom. So too, a woman who's a Zava, waiting to see whether she'll have another emission. Sheshachtu v'zarko ala v'sheni shalom. Again, same case, that they shechted the Korban and sprinkled the Korban Pesach on her 2nd day, when she's waiting to see whether she'll be a Zava continuously, but it will continue. V'achal kachurasa, then she saw an emission after that. Re elu matame mishka v'mosha v'mafreya. Right, they are tame retroactively, but they're potter from doing Pesach Sheni. So apparently, what do you see? But you see that Rabbi Yossi does hold that it's tame l'mafreya, and it must be therefore that the tzitz is meratzeh. So the Gemara says, "My l'mafreya midrabanan." Says no, Rabbi Yossi really holds they're tame from now on, not retroactively. And therefore, when technically we say mitzvah sayom kakulo, and therefore when she was tahor when they shechted the Korban Pesach. But why are they tummy retroactively? That's midrabanan. That's a din derabanan. Things will have tuma midrabanan. Right, anything they touched is going to be tummy midrabanan. So midaraisa l'maisa the Korban Pesach, everything is fine, and that's why they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, "V'af Rabbi Oshia suffer mitame l'mafreya midrabanan." Even Rabbi Oshia holds this. You're going to see in a second, he argues on this, but he holds that Rabbi Yossi said that the tummy l'mafreya. We'll see that becomes clear at the end of the conversation. Either way, to Daniel, like a little bit of Raisa, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Aval Zov Sharab Shvi Shalo, if a Zov sees an emission on his seventh day of counting, right after he had two emissions, so that, or three emissions, right, Soser Es Shilafanov. That will mess up his count, and then he has to start counting again. If I'm really Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Yistar Ele Yomo. Rabbi Yochanan says he only messes up the seventh day. That one day is the only thing that is messed up. Kumar says, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Mimar Shach. Either way. If Rabbi Yochanan holds his tummy retroactively, so feel a kolu nistar. You don't mess up one day, you mess up the entire count. You have to start again. But if he holds that from now on is a new tuma on this, if he sees on the seventh day, then yomo namilo nistar. So that doesn't mess up that day at all. We say mixes yom bekulo, that day is over, and he starts watching anew, and it should be a new zav. A new tuma, and he should be technically be a shomer siyom kiyagidyom. He should just go to the mikvah and then, you know, wait for nightfall. So ella imalu yistar velo yomo. Rather, no, it doesn't mess up anything. It doesn't mess up the day. It doesn't mess up the count. If I'm relay, and Rabbi Oshia said to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the point that we were trying to make. Then Rabbi Yossi kai kavasech, and Rabbi Yossi agrees with you. I've heard Rabbi Yossi Amar Metame Mishka Moshe Lemafreya. Didn't we say that Rabbi Yossi holds that no, it's retroactively Metame? El Olam Shmamina Metame Lemafreya Midrabanan Shmamina. No, so rather it must be that he's saying that they're Tame Midrabanan because he holds Rabbi Yochanan that it doesn't mess up the count. Again, if the guy sees at 3 o'clock on the seventh day, that doesn't mess up his count. That's a new count. He's only Tame retroactively Midrabanan. Okay, fine. Now, says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hashadamar Mikanim L'Habahu Metame, now that we said he's Metame Mikanim L'Habah, from this point on, right, and further, so L'Mespo Vadle Mutemai. So one second, if you remember our original discussion, right, originally what did we have said, right, that when we said that the Tuma of Tumas at the home is only for Tumas Hames, so what is that coming to exclude? Right, we said it was Tuma of Aziva, of Azov. But Rabbi Yossi, if you remember, what do we say Tumas at the home of a Zav is? We said when he's waiting to see whether he'll have an emission that day. Well, Rabbi Yossi says if he sees an emission that day, it's not Tumim retroactively. It's a new Tuma. Meaning, we say Mixas Yom Kekulo, that day is finished, and therefore we're starting a new count, a new type of Tuma. So there is no such thing as Tumas at the home by a Zav, according to Rabbi Yossi's understanding. As Gemara says, So nifshot minay dibekoin v'hukcher lo tumas at the home. Apparently, what do you see that we're talking about? Right, it must be a case of a kohen. Right, I mean, we're not talking about the bialim, but it must be the case of a kohen v'hukcher lo tumas at the home. Right, we're talking about it's mutter for a tumas at the home of a kohen who is metami by metami makes. So right, they said to him, or they explained, la'olam b'bialim b'pesach. Really, no, we're talking about. Again, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about the tuma of the bialim, and we're talking about the making of korban pesach. And Rabbi Yossi holds that you're like the opinion. Again, if you remember, he said this is what it worked out according to this opinion that we don't shecht a korban pesach. It's like, hey, it was tamei sheretz. Right? Again, we had said originally as a machlokes. Right? That's what we mentioned at the bottom of Peyam and Aleph. That if a person is tamei sheretz and he has to go to the mikvah, he's going to be tahor at night. So the two shitas, whether you can shecht korban pesach for him because he's tamei now, but he will be tahor when it comes time to eat it. So Rabbi Yossi holds that we don't shecht that person, and therefore if he's tichlut lemeute, then you need to exclude the case of tumas sheretz at the home because again, that's theoretically a case where you might have thought that there's a dispensation there if it's tumas at the home. Kamash Balan, there isn't, and then the korban would be no good. Okay, now the Gemara asks another question according to Rabbi Yossi. El Rabbi Yossi. Zava Gemura Heichem Mishkachas La. Well, technically, right, again, if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yossi, we say Mixas Yom Kekulo, that part of the day is considered to be the entire day, right? So again, if let's say a woman saw an emission on, let's say, Sunday, and then so Monday she goes to the mikvah, let's say at 2 o'clock, and she's waiting to see whether she'll have another emission, and if not, she'll be Tahor at night. Right, she'll be Torah that night. So how do you ever have how do you ever have a case of Zava Gemura? Of a Zava Gedola, full Zava, is when a woman sees an emission for 3 days straight. Well, not meaning on 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So if you tell me Mrs. Yom Kekulo and then we start a new count, so according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you ever have a case where a woman saw, quote unquote, 3 days straight? Right, halakhically it doesn't exist. Right, because the moment you have some daylight on let's say Monday, So now we already see Mitzvah Kakulo, and that's a new day. And if she sees at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a new count. So how do you ever have that case? As Gemara says, two possibilities. Either Bishofat, where she's really bleeding straight. Right, I guess, honestly, she should probably get to the hospital, because I guess she's just hemorrhaging blood. Okay. But Ibai Seima, or another case, another perhaps more possible case, is Gigon Sherasa Kol Shnei Bein HaShmashos, where she sees two straight Bein HaShmashos. Well, you know that the Bein HaShmashos, right, in between day and night, is a suffix as to whether it's day or night. And in one opinion, in the Masechta, if you remember, what is it, Brachos at the end? Was it a Shabbos? I forget already. I have a void. Got to do Chazara. Anyway, when we had the whole discussion of it, Bein HaShmashos, I guess it must have been a Shabbos. Either way, so we had a discussion, and one possibility was that it's both. So again, if she's seeing if she's bleeding the entire Bein HaShmashos periods two in a row, so then if it's both 2 days, so then it's technically Sunday, Monday, right? That evening, right? Let's say however long Bein HaShmashos is, she's bleeding for that entire time. So she's bleeding on Sunday and Monday technically, and then she stops. But then she's bleeding on, right? So you can't say Mitzvah Kakulo for Monday because she was bleeding when Monday came in, and then again she's bleeding Monday night, Tuesday, and therefore you can't say Mitzvah Kakulo on Tuesday either. So therefore you can have, right, it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right, technically again Mitzvah Kakulo is at the beginning, right, of the day, but if she's bleeding at the beginning when the day comes in, so then you're not going to say Mitzvah Kakulo. Okay, fine. Boy, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question about Tumas HaTahom. Kohen Amaratza B'Tamid Huchulo B'Tumas HaTahom? Olo. Again, when we mentioned Tumas HaTahom, that was by Nazir and Pesach. But what about the Kohen who's doing the Korban Tamid? Right? Intim Tzolom Kohen Amaratza B'Korban Oseyem Huchulo Tumas HaTahom. If you'll tell me that a Kohen who's doing the Korbans of a Nazir and a Korban Pesach, so Tumas HaTahom is mutter for him, meaning the Korban will be fine. So what about Kohen Amaratza B'Tamid Mai? What about the Kohen who's doing the Korban Tamid? Mi Amrinan Ki Gemiri Tumas HaTahom B'Pesach B'Tamid Lo Gemiri? Do we say that we only learn this halacha by Tumas HaTahom by the Korban Pesach, but not by the Korban Tamid? O Delma, or maybe Yolif Tamid Mi Pesach. Maybe we should learn, right, the avodah of the tamid from the korban pesach, that tumas HaTahom will also has a special dispensation for the korban to be good by the korban tamid as well. So Rabbi says kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Umav l'makam shalom huchalot tuma yedua huchalot tumas HaTahom, in a place just like in a place where they did not allow you to bring it if you are no you are tame, like the korban pesach. Right, you can't bring it if you know your tummy. But Huchul Tumas HaTahom, but we know that if you found out afterwards and nobody knew about this tumah, right, Tumas HaTahom, that's a special dispensation that does work by a Korban Pesach. So Mokum Shehuchul Tumi Yadua, but by the Korban Tamid, we're allowed for sure to bring the Korban Tamid if there is tumah, if there's tumah known. Right, again, tumah dechuy b'tzibur, tumah hachur b'tzibur, whatever you want to say, but you can definitely bring the korban tamid b'tumah, and if you know your tamid, so in addition, hachur lo tumah HaTahom. Certainly, right, this whole tumah HaTahom situation should also be allowed, and the korban should be good. So Amri, they said, well, that doesn't really work. It's nice logic, but mi dainina and kavachomer mehalacha. You can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Right, this is, again, as we said, Rashi points out here, Tumas HaTahom is a halacha of Moshe v'Sinai, just stama a halacha that Hashem gave to Moshe at Har Sinai. And the Chorei, it's a chiddush, and you can't learn anything from it. You can't learn a kal v'chomer from that. So the Gemara says, well, meaning that doesn't work. V'atanya, because we learned in a braisa, Amr l'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Akiva, Rabbi Kiva, etzem kisora halacha revi is dam kal v'chomer. So what is going on? Vein dan in kavachomer mealacha. So what in the world is going on over here? So if you look at Rashi, he actually brings the entire conversation. So it's kedai to flip over to Rashi. If you look basically directly across, there's the two dots, and then this says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva in abbreviations, right? Reish Aleph and Reish Ayin. So there, he quotes the Gemara like that. Well, just read it together and it'll become clear. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva, Maseches Nazir, right? They have a Machogas, Maseches Nazir. This conversation is in Maseches Nazir. If you look at the Maseches Hashas, Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Damrina Nahasam, it says over there, Revi is Dam, Eina Nazir Megalach Al Megav Al Masa. Again, a Nazir is not allowed to touch or become Tameh, but for a Revius Dam, for the minimal amount of blood that will be Matameh in certain situations, that does not mess up the Nazir's count. That's not going to make the Nazir start over. It's not going to mess him over. The Kama Rabbi Kiva said, no, Kavachomer. It's Kavachomer that it should mess it up. Right? Umat Etzem Kisaora, if just like the halacha of Etzem Kisaora, that a bone, the size of a barley, is enough to be Matameh, but Shein Matameh Adam Be'ohel, but it's not going to be Matameh Be'ohel. If a person is in a room with a bone that's the size of a barley, so that's not going to be Matameh the person. Right? It's only other items, including, as we'll see in a second, Revius Dam. So if you'll tell me that an etzem of sa'ora, a bone that's the size of a barley, is not going to be a metame, a person in an ohel, but ha-nazir megaleach al-magav al-masa, it will mess up the nazir's count. So a revius dam, so a revius of blood, she-metame adam be-ohel, that does metame someone in an ohel, ain't a din, she-nazir megaleach al-masa al-magav al-masa, certainly should mess up the nazir, make him start over. Again, just when I say Nazir's count and make him start over, right, we're usually familiar with Nazirim that were Nazirs their entire lives. Normal Nazirus is for, let's say, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, is for 30 days. And he has to not be Tameh for 30 days. So if he touches or becomes Tameh in that time, so that messes him up, he has to start the count over. That's what I'm referring to. Okay, so either way, Rabbi Akiva tried to make a Kavachomer from bone the size of a barley, which does not matame bo'ohel and is going to mess up the count, to blood, which is matame bo'ohel and certainly should mess up the count. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and this is where our Gemara comes in and the conversation resumes. This halacha that a bone the size of a barley messes up the nazir is halacha l'mosh m'sinai. Ain't cause of a Torah, it's not written in the Torah. Revius dam atav b'olam mimena mikavachomer. So you're trying to learn a kavachomer from halacha l'mosh m'sinai, ain't done in kavachomer mehalacha. Right? That doesn't work. You can't do that. So that's what we just tried to do. We tried to say that a halacha l'mosh m'sinai, that tumas hatahom works by korban pesach. If it should certainly therefore work by korban tamid, but that doesn't work. You can't do that. That ain't done in kavachomer mehalacha. Okay, back in the Gemara, four lines in. Ella Amar Rava, so therefore, we have to come on to another understanding of whether Tumas HaTahom applies to Korban Tamid or not. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Yodith Moado, Moado, Mi Pesach. Rather, no, we'll use Xer Shava, that you have the word Moado by Pesach, you have the word Moado by Korban Tamid, and therefore, it will apply to the Korban Tamid, and the Tumas HaTahom is fine. Okay. Now, how do you know, right, that this, what is this halacha? What is this? Where do you get it from? Now, Eina Chanami, we just said it's halacha Moshe Sinai, right? What are you talking about? So Rashi says, again, as we've explained, that the Gemara is really just a collection of shmoozes, or divrei Torah, people, conversations, and base medrashes, right, from all over, and it was compiled together. So this conversation must have happened beforehand, because again, we pointed out that's already halacha Moshe Mishina. But first, again, the Gemara, what it's going to do is they're going to try and derive it from a pasuk. We're going to see that that's impossible, and then we're going to say it must be halacha Moshe Mishina. But okay, either way. So the Gemara asks, where do you get this halacha of Tumas HaTahom? Hechak Siva, where was it written? Am Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kala, Pazik says, Chiyamus meis alav v'machveres alav. And if a person dies, v'machveres, by a Nazir, it says, v'chiyamus meis alav. If a person dies on him. Right, so the Gemara Darshan is v'machveres alav, meaning it's obvious, right, it's clear that he's next to him. Right, that's by Nazir. He has to know that he became Tameh, and therefore, right, that will mess up his count, and he'll have to start again. So Gemara says, okay, Ashkhan Nazir. So that's the part of the Nazir. That's the Nazir, Pasuk. But also Pesach Minolan. How do you know that that also applies to Korban Pesach? Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Am Akra B'derech Rechok Alachem. Right, that a person is on a path that's too far away from Yerushalayim, so then he doesn't have to do the Korban Pesach. And it's also, again, going to refer to... No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong pasuk. What's that pasuk? That pasuk is talking about Tumah, yeah? Right, Tameh Lanevesh. Oh, sorry, no, both of them are in the pasuk, right? Tameh Lanevesh, Obederech Rechoka. Right, if a person is Tameh, or if he's too far. Right, that's the pasuk, and then you don't have to make the Korban Pesach. So that's what we're quoting here. Bederech Rechoka Lachem, B'machveres Lachem, meaning it has to be clear to you that you were either too far, or that you were, and more accurate for our purposes, that you were Tameh. So it has to be clear to you that you were Tameh. Rishimei Lagash, Rishlagash says, But kaderech, no, it's just comparing it to a road. Ma derech begalui avtama tuma nami begalui. Right, it says a person was tamei and he was on a road right far away from Yerushalayim. So just like a road is out in the open, so too the tuma has to be quote unquote out in the open. You have to know about it the entire time. Okay, so therefore tumas atahom is not included in the dispensation of not bringing the korban pesach. Right, meaning tumas atahom is okay if you find that after the fact. Meisve, hold on 1 second. Ask you a question. Ezer, who tumas at the home? What is tumas at the home? What is that? The kosher hikir ba echad b'sofa olam. Any tuma that nobody knew about, not even one guy at the end of the earth, nobody knew about it. Hikir ba echad b'sofa olam. If one person knew about the tuma, ain't that tumas at the home? That is not the tumas at the home. Shul Rabbi Elazar, Kund Rabbi Elazar, Damar b'machveres alav. Kund Rabbi Elazar quoted the pasuk by Nazir that has to be clear to him, right, that he's tamei ad the yada who. Right, until the Nazir himself knows, right? Meaning it doesn't. What do we care that other people know about this tuma? Right, it has to be related to the Nazir. Right, Rabbi Yochanan darim lachem v'mechaveres lachem. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who used the pasuk of lachem, right, to teach me that the tuma has to be clear to you, to them, ad the other betrayin, has to until two people need to know about this tuma. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kederech, again, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who says that it's open and available like a road, Ad Yodei Kulei Alma, right, apparently the entire world needs to be able to know about this tuma, right, just like a road which is out in the open for everybody to see. So where do you get a puzzle that teaches me the tuma can't be known to anyone? So Ella, rather, no, Tumas at the home, Hilchas Akimirile, right, across Machta Ba'alma, rather, it must be no, that Tumas at this whole concept of Tumas at the home is Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, and they just use Tukim to kind of reference it, but it's to support it, but it's really Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay. Ma'amar Mar Bar Ravashi. Lo Shanu Ela Shanogdalo La'achar Zrika. This whole thing with Tumas at the home, and the tzitz being maratza, that's only if you knew about, you found out about the tuma after you already sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. The chizdar exam shaper is darik, because so when you sprinkled it already, it was sprinkled well. I will know the lo lefnei rika, but if he knew about it beforehand, when if somehow he found out, right, he passed over or whatever, someone told him, so then lo maratza, then the tzitz does not help. But mesave, even if it's tumas hatahom, mesave, hold on a second, ask the question. If you find a dead body lying across the road, widthwise, meaning you can't pass without going over it, so the tuma, the truma tame, in terms of truma, he's going to be tame, because he can't avoid it, obviously, he's going to be tame. But the Nazir goes to Pesach Tahor, if it's for the Korban Pesach. Again, we're talking about Tumas HaTahom. Yeah, it's a case of Tumas HaTahom, and what they found was that there was a body lying across, so that it was impossible for him not to go over it. So for Truma, he's going to be Tameh, but for Nazir, so Pesach Tahor, he's going to be Tahor, again, because this whole concept of Tumas HaTahom by those two Korbanos. V'chol Tameh V'Tahor LaHabahu. And any status of Tuma, right, is for the future, right? It's not retroactively. So apparently, what do you see? That even after a person knows that he was Tumah v'Tumas at the home, right, you still can offer the korban. So Gemara says that you're right. Eli it's mar hachi yemar. Rather, this is what Mar Bar Ravashi said. Elmer Mar Bar Ravashi lo tima no delo lachas rika hu demaratza. Right, don't say that it's only after the sprinkling. Avol no delo lefnei zrika lo maratza. But before the sprinkling, it's no good. Ella rather, no, say that afilu no delo lefnei zrika maratza. Even if you found out about the Tumas at the home before the sprinkling, so that sits will be maratza. So let's go back to what we just said. Gufa, hold on a second. Motzi meis mushkav l'rachbo shel derech. If they end up finding a dead body across the width of the road, again, tumas at the home, nobody knew about it, but they find it, and it was impossible to avoid it. So l'truma tamei l'nazir osa v'osa pesach tahor. And for a nazir, for truma, he is tamei. But for Nazir and Osa, because he couldn't have avoided it, but for Nazir and Osa Pesach, we have this special dispensation of Tumas HaTahom. So, where's this B'med Var Mamurim? What's this case? What's going on over here? She'in lo makom laver. I mean, it's only if he was definitely had to pass over this mace, and therefore he's no good. He cannot eat Truma if he's a Kohen. But she'in lo aval yesh makom laver. But if there was somehow some way for him to pass around it, I mean, he didn't lie across the entire Rishus Rabin. So then, after Truma Tahar, then even for Truma, he is Tahar, because again, that's a suffix whether he went over it, And Suffolk, Tomer, Rishu Sarabim, is Tor. It's Gemara says, Bamed Dvar Mamurin. And what are you talking about? That there was no way he could have missed this corpse. Shematzu Shalim, that's only if the corpse was complete. Corpse was complete. Avo Meshubar Mufarek, but if it was broken apart, so then Tahar, because, you know, Shema Beina Prakimavar, because maybe he passed through, right, the pieces of the body that he found. Uva Kever, but if they found an actual Kever, so then Afilu Meshubar Mufarek Tamesha Kever Metzarfo. Then even if it's broken apart, right, the Kever combines them into one thing, right, and then if we assume that he passed over it. And again, B'medvar Murim, let's further explain this case. B'mahalech Baraglov, and this is all only if he was walking, right, if he was walking on foot, right, Avotan or Rachuv Tame, but if he was carrying something, or if he was riding on something, then he's Tame. Lefisha Mahalech Baraglov, Efshe Shal Yigav Lo Yahil, because if a person is walking, it's possible that he may not have touched this stuff or be Mahal, right, if the person makes himself into a roof over a dead body, so then right then the ohel, meaning himself, is going to be tameh. But it's possible theoretically if you're walking, right, maybe you avoided it, right? Avaltone or rachu, but if you're carrying something or you're riding, yevshe shelo yiga v'lo yahel. It's impossible for the person not to have gone over it, right? There's no way for you to kind of like not make an ohel or not, to dance around this body. And also, let's clarify further what we're talking about. Batumas at the home, right? When this case has to be tumas at the home, but if people knew about this tuma, right? And there's the stam case where the guy didn't realize, but people knew there was a dead body here. So then, right? Then tummy, then he's tummy regardless, right? And you don't have the special dispensation by Pesach or Nazir. Now, finally, the tumas at the home. What is this? Maybe something we could have started with. Okay, either way, kol shalom hikir by echav b'sofa olam. Right, we did mention this once. Anybody, any tuma that nobody knew about it, aval hikir by echav b'sofa olam in tumas is that tumas at the home. If somebody knew about it, then it's no good. And let's define that. Matzo tamun b'teven b'afar uvitzroros. If the person found the body in teven is straw, afar is dirt. Tsroros, right, is rocks or pebbles. Harez at tumas at the home. Then it's something that no one has seen. Right, it was it could be that it fell on the guy. Right, the guy passed away, and then the stuff fell on him. Right, no one buries people in straw. So again, an earth obviously doesn't mean that he was 6 feet under. It means that there was some sort of kind of, I don't know, avalanche or whatever, and he was buried underneath it. But b'mayim ba'afelu b'nikikei slime, but he found him in water or in a dark corner or in the cracks in the rock, right? Ain't that tumas at the home? So that's mistama. That's not tumas at the home, right? Even though you don't see it necessarily, but someone could have found him. Someone could have seen him. Maybe someone put him there. V'lomo amru tumas at the home. Elamis volvad. Again, we mentioned this before, but excluding tumas ziva, tumas sheretz, right? We only say tumas at the home by mace. By Thomas Mace. Okay, Shkoya Kodor Abosa, we'll invite you on the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.